Spirit. Good to be back with you. And we'll make it quick. I know everybody, we're on a time schedule. Matthew 6:22. And we'll try to get you out here on time so you can get to McDonald's. Drink your coffee so you can get nervous and stay up before you try to go to sleep. We just got back from the Philippines, so I'm praying my brain will work. It doesn't work anyway, so that'd just be an excuse. Matthew 6:22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love, your mercy. Pray you would help us tonight to be filled with your Spirit. Help us to step out of the way and let you do the work tonight. And bless your people. May you speak to our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes the key to a chapter is right in the middle. Sometimes the two verses of the chapter that don't seem to go with the flow of the chapter. And sometimes that is the verse that unlocks the chapter. Amen. And when the economy was shaken so bad a couple of years ago, I was reading this chapter over and over, and I kept reading these two verses right in the middle. It didn't seem to go with it. But Jesus has given us an eye exam here. He's saying, are you focused on the spiritual light? Are you focused on the light? Are you viewing the master? We used to have a little toy when we were kids called a ViewMaster. And if you put that ViewMaster, it didn't have a battery or electric. It just, if you focused on the power of the light, your whole world came alive. But if you focused on the darkness, the whole ViewMaster was full of darkness. Another illustration that might unlock this, what I'm trying to say is a friend of mine grew up in Fairbanks. Got a friend of our, a man working on the sound, I better be careful, from Fairbanks, that we knew when we go up there sometimes. But a friend of mine said his favorite thing to do in Fairbanks was go down to the airport and watch after the long winter months when there was no sunshine hardly. He loved to go down to the airport and watch all the people that had lost their sanity because there was no light, the chemicals in the brain would not balance, and people would lose their mind. And he said, my favorite thing to do was go down and watch him put him in straitjackets and fly him down to the mental hospital in Seattle. I said, if that was your favorite thing to do, they should have put you in a straitjacket and flew you down with them. Amen. And that also goes to prove the further north you get, the crazier people are. Amen. Moving right along. But anyway, he gives us a little eye exam here. Man's rewards are God's reward. In Matthew 6:1-18, he talks about if we do what we do in secret before God, he will reward us openly. But if we do those things to be seen of man, we have our reward and we don't get a reward from heaven. Amen? So he talks about if we pray in secret, we'll be rewarded openly. If we give in secret, we'll be rewarded openly. And if we fast in secret, we'll be rewarded openly. So I'll give you a few illustrations about giving. He said, if you give your alms, God will give back to you. I was reading, somebody said that Luke 6:38 has 40, somebody said 36 words that describe the blessing. One word, give, and 36 words. And I said, well, no, there's 24. And finally, I counted them the other day over and over. I counted the words in that verse. There's 40 words to describe the blessings that happen when you give according to God. Amen. In God's view, when you give it, give your alms in God's view. And he said, I'll give it to you. I'll reward you. Openly give and it shall be given unto you. There's four things here. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. With what measure you meet, whatsoever measure you measure therewith, or you meet therewith, God will measure it back to you. And I'm quoting that from a jet lag brain. Amen. But when we give, God rewards us openly. God begins to give back pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. You can't outgive God. Amen? And you're giving, are you? That's what brings joy, by the way, when we start to give. When we give and we see the blessings coming back, if you want to get, then give. The world says save. Can all you get? Sit on the can. But God says give. Amen? Praying. Hannah in the Old Testament prayed. She could not have a child. She prayed. And God gave her Samuel. God did what no doctor could do. He opened the womb of Hannah, and there was great joy in her life. Praying brings reward. Giving brings reward from God. Fasting brings reward from God. Amen? We'll move on. I'm trying to move on a little quickly here and skim over it. Are you mounting up treasure on earth or laying up treasure in heaven? Number two, where's your focus? Mounting up treasures in heaven or laying up treasure on earth? Matthew 6:19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. You can lose your earthly rewards. Muhammad Ali lost his gold medal that he spent many years of his life training for. He lost it. O.J. Simpson lost his Heisman trophy. You can lose your trophies on earth. Mike Tyson lost his license to box. Evander Holyfield lost his ear. You can lose your rewards. God showed me the difference in earthly rewards, heavenly rewards the other day. There was a Good Samaritan's missions from down in Honduras. They're from our county. Bob Tyson was from our county. He's in heaven now. But they felt the crunch financially because of our crunch here in America. So they came up to raise some money for their ministry, and it's grown to be a huge ministry. But we had a singing group there. They had a benefit singing, and we went to it because we've known that ministry for so long. We went to it. Good group, and they were good people, and they've even started supporting this mission since then. But everybody was raving over all the singers that night and picking who's the star of the show, who's the greatest tenor singer. And they had their accolades. They were tenor of the year, songwriter of the year, vocalist of the year, soloist of the year, all the accolades and trophies. But then they asked the little Miss Tyson to come up and thank the people. 82-year-old lady Miss Tyson walks up and says how their ministry was started 80 or 40 years ago. She said they went down to Honduras and they asked after the service. They said, sit down here under this tree. We're going to roll out the red carpet for you. And they gathered up all the money they could to feed Mr. and Miss Tyson that day, and they brought them back two cold tortillas, two hot Pepsis, and a can of sardines. And that was it. And there was a little girl sitting across from her who was eating a little green grapefruit. She had no clothes. That's how poor this little girl was, 8 years old. Many of the kids were dying of starvation. And her eyes seemed to say, if your God is real, why am I starving to death? And said, a voice said to Miss Tyson, I want you to feed these children. Another voice said, you can't feed all these children. That other voice said, but you can feed one. And when they started doing that, the ministry has grown to every day. There's several feed centers around several of those countries down there. Thousands upon thousands of kids have been fed. Their lives have been saved. And when you support that ministry for $30 a month, that gives them a Bible. Every child gets a Bible, clothes, medical attention, a Christian education, and food, and all that. And I thought, this is a lady. Thousands upon thousands of trophies in heaven she's got laid up. I thought, this is the star of the show. Amen? Are you mounting up treasures on earth or laying up treasures in heaven? Are you focused on man's rewards or God's rewards? Amen? Then we'll close. How much time do I have left? I can check my little Alabama secretary here. Oh, I got 15 minutes. Okay. I hurried for nothing. All right. We'll close with this one. Are you focused on the miraculous provision of God or the morrow? Amen. Matthew 6:31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things, notice those two words, these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow. Notice that word, the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now he's telling us, don't worry about tomorrow. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today is the only day that you have. Today is the only day that you have. Are you worried about tomorrow? Are you focused on tomorrow? Are you focused on the miraculous provision of God? He's able to provide. He's able, amen? He talks about the birds in the air, the fowls of the air, how they plant not, they sow not, they reap not, but yet your Father feeds those birds. And you're more important than all those little birds. Then he talks about the grass, which is clothed by the lilies. And the grass in the Middle East, they say the lilies in the Middle East are blood red. They're breathtaking. And God is so thoughtful that he clothes the grass. And he said, you're more important than the grass. Amen? You're more important than all the little blades of grass. God says you're more important than all of that. A friend of mine was out on visitation, and he said his little girls would be in the back seat, and he said they didn't know it, but he was worried about how he was going to make it to the next church. Was he going to make it, get enough gas, have enough gas to make it to the next church? Was he going to be able to feed his family? Was he ever going to raise his support? And he said, I'd be worried. And he thought all of a sudden, I'd hear this voice from the back seat say, Daddy, watch them birds. And he said, all of a sudden my mind got off the bills and on to the one that's able to feed me and take care of me. Amen. He promised. He promised he'd take care of you. Are you seeking first the kingdom of God? Are you seeking first? Are you focused on his rewards? Or God, or man's rewards? Are you focused on mounting up treasures in heaven or laying up treasures on earth? Are you focused on the miraculous provision of God? Are you focused on the morrow? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love, your mercy. Pray you'd bless this simple message to our hearts. Father, help us to get our focus right tonight. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. Help us, Lord, to focus on you. And bless the